On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a city and county in eastern Kentucky that's steeped in history, tradition, and mountain culture, where folks live by their own set of rules, often meeting out their own brand of justice. It's known for labor disputes, coal mining, moonshining, and a rich musical legacy. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be exploring the latter as we return to Bloody Harlan. Coming up this, here in Harlan County, the choices are few. To keep food on the table and the babies in shoes, you can grow marijuana way back in the pines, or work for the man down in the mine. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with Dierks Bentley's poignant portrait of a city and county where the choices are few. You either work in the mines or deal in illegal drugs. From his 2010 CD, Up on the Ridge, this is Down in the Mine.
Here in Harlan County, the choices are few. To keep food on the table and the babies in shoes. You can grow marijuana way back in the pines, or work for the man down in the mine. You never forget your first day in the hole. There's a pit in your stomach and your mouth's full of coal. There's no turning back once you make up your mind. As the cart rattles on down in the mine, way down in the mine, your tears turn to mud. Just don't believe it can all go to hell at 2,000 feet. Life sways in the balance of nature and time, and fate has no mercy down in the mine. Spread like fire and burned through those hills. Hopes were held high, but five men got killed. On the wings of canaries, their souls surely fly, while their bones spend eternity down in the mine. Down in the mine, your tears turn to mud, and you can't catch your breath for the dust in your lungs. Loading hillbilly gold, take a flask from your crib can and a pool of moonshine, and say a prayer for them boys down in the mine.
Dierks Bentley with Down in the Mine. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and part two of our examination of the city and county of Harlan, Kentucky, one of the most surreal places on the planet. It's like taking a giant step back in time. The folks are friendly and the scenery is dramatically beautiful. At the top of Black Mountain, near the Virginia line, the highest point in Kentucky, Harlan greets you with a bullet-ridden sign. At least as of the last time I visited there a decade or so ago, there are two ways in and two ways out, one of which is so windy and steep that it's called Kingdom Come. Because of the steep hills, it really doesn't seem like it gets daylight until about 10 a.m. The seedy underbelly of poverty is readily apparent. Despite all its bad press, many in Bluegrass Land want to make it their home, especially, as Kevin Williamson relates in this next song, if their gal lives there.
Somebody fetch my walking cane. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna run to meet her neath the shadow of the pines. She's gonna hop that coal train. She'll get off on a Highland road. Love me till the morning comes. Need me like a dream. But all I know is I can't win for losing either. Lay here in this lonely room and let her have her way. But all I need is one night when she don't leave. And this might just be the night she decides to stay. Somebody fetch my walking cane. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna run to meet her neath the shadow of the pines. She's gonna hop that coal train. She'll get off on the Highland road. Love me till the morning comes. Leave me like a dream. Love me till the morning comes.
Love indeed triumphs over everything, even the potential poverty and despair of Harlan. Newtown gave us Harlan Road, the title track to their mountain home foray, and Kevin Williamson was immediately prior with My Darlin' Lives in Harlan, as found on his Pinecastle CD, Right Between the Lines. As we discussed last week, when the word Harlan appears in bluegrass songs, you never know for sure if it signals something horrifically bad or idyllically good. It can go either way, and there's no in-between. And to confound matters, the songs actually seem to be almost evenly split between the good and the bad. If Harlan is such an evil place, why are so many bluegrass landers clamoring to live there? Apparently, there are three reasons. One, because it's home and there's no place like home. Two, your sweetie lives there. And three, your family farm is located there. These are the boys from Indiana with a song about the latter scenario.
For half of my life, I've worked in this factory. I've taken their orders. And I've taken their pay. But today I'll retire with the gold watch they gave me. Not much to show for my hair that's turned gray. So mama, pack your suitcase. We're leaving tomorrow. I'll draw my last payday and I'll gas up the car. The rat race is over. It's time to go home now. We'll head back to Harlan and Daddy's old farm. I know times are hard and we'll often struggle. We'll weather the bad times and never complain. We may not have wealth, but we'll have each other. And we'll live the good life in the years that remain. So mama, pack your suitcase. We're leaving tomorrow. I'll draw my last payday and I'll gas up the car. The rat race race is over. It's time to go home now. We'll head back to Harlem and Daddy's old farm. We'll head back to Harlem and Daddy's old farm.
Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan. Every time I walk this road, it's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see my girl, I'll always tell her howdy. Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan. Trees, the river flows with brandy. Every time I need a little drink, keep my jug right handy. Shady Grove, my little miss, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little miss, I'm going back to Harlan.
If the only place Harlan was ever mentioned was in the song Shady Grove, that would have been enough to propel it into musical immortality. Jim Smoke giving us Going Back to Harlan, a.k.a. Shady Grove, from his old timey-tinged Copper Creek CD, Carolina Boy. And the boys from Indiana led things off with We'll Head Back to Harlan, rendered to perfection on their old heritage release, Guide This Silver Eagle. Because there's no better place to spend your retirement years than on the family farm. And there's no better place to spend the remainder of the hour than right here, listening to Harlan songs. Steve Sparkman, a Harlan man himself, will get us through our break with a little bit of the Harlan County Five String. And the worm is about to turn to the other side of this Harlan equation as we look at reasons to avoid Harlan at any cost. The other side of our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll be right back. We're back with a look at some of the reasons Bluegrasslanders don't want to live in Harlan. This is Dale Ann Bradley, who, as much as she loves her dad and small-town life, doesn't miss the coal mining-generated misery.
Dad, you know I hate to disappoint you. After all you've done for me and then I know you've always been a loving father. And more than that, you've always been my friend. Leaving home was hard for me to handle. Growing up with you, I won't forget. Love you both so very much, and yeah, I don't think I'm going back to Harlan. My friends are here, and it's my life to live. I don't think I'm going back to Harlan. I'm sorry. Say the young folk all are leaving Harlan, mostly 'cause we've been through college now. I know there's lots of coal left in Kentucky, but I can't work the coal mine anyhow. Stories that I heard about hard times. You and I would walk up on Black Mountain, looking out for the bear, checking mines. I'm on my own 2 feet here in the city.
I wouldn't live in Harlan County if you gave me all that coal. You couldn't give me Harlan County if those hills were made of gold. I left my home in Harlan County, the saddest place I've ever known. I couldn't stand it any longer. Everything I ever loved was gone. We buried Dad in Harlan County. In his last will, God rest his soul, he wanted to be real close to Mama, so we laid him in 6 feet of coal.
Bradley, Beginning Matters, with a Tom T. and Miss Dixie original, I Don't Think I'm Going Back to Harlan, as found on the Great Daughters of Bluegrass project, Bluegrass Bouquet. And Wayne Scott, writing with his son Daryl, who wrote the granddaddy of all the Harlan songs, You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive, which we aired last week, put an exclamation point on the sentiment with I Wouldn't Live in Harlan County. That's from Wayne's Full Light CD, This Weary Way. It's the saddest place he's known. During the 30s, Harlan was one of the most violent places in the country, the scene of bitter confrontations between union organizers, coal miners, strike breakers, mine company security details, and local law enforcement. Pitched battles were actually fought, earning the county its nickname Bloody Harlan. In 1931, the governor of Kentucky actually called out the National Guard in order to regain some semblance of order. One of the greatest union songs came from this time period, from Florence Reese, who sings this song of the struggle of the Harlan County coal miners for better pay and better working conditions. This is Which Side Are You On?, which Florence wrote after a notorious sheriff and several of his deputies ransacked her home looking for her husband to do him in.
Come all you poor workers, good news to you I'll tell, how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We're starting our good battle, we know we're sure to win, because we've got the gun, thugs are looking very thin. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? They say they have to guard us to educate their child. Their children live in luxury, our children almost wild. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Gentlemen, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a gun thug or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner. He's now in the air and sun. He'll be with you, fellow workers, till every battle's won. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Now all of you know which side you're on, and they'll never keep us down.
Painting pictures of Harlan, body and soul. One by the blood and one by the cold. Shots ring out on a picket line, company man down. Throw him on the freight train, he's leaving Harlan town. Painting pictures of Harlan, body and soul. One by the blood and one by the cold. Crooked back, broken bones, not a dime to show. Painting pictures of Harlan, body and soul. One by the blood and one by the cold. Just another picture of life in Harlan town. Painting pictures of Harlan, body and soul. One by the blood and one by the cold. Pictures of Harlan, body and soul, one by the blood and one by the cold.
Lying in a valley, the sun above, it's beating on my brow. Somewhere in my memory, I can hear my daddy crying, are you really leaving Harlan now? No, I
China Sea. I've had my hands upon the plow, but as I turn my back to go, there's someone softly calling, are you really leaving Harlan now? Upon this hill before I leave the land forever. It's hard to turn your back on home somehow. There's a dog without a master now, and both his eyes are asking, are you really leaving Harlan now? Miles to go before I'll ever settle down. Road ahead, it's calling now. But as I turn my back to leave, there's someone softly crying, are you really leaving Harlan now? Someone softly crying, are you really leaving Harlan now? Are you really leaving Harlan now?
Phil Rosenthal singing with the Seldom Scene, doing one of his originals, Leaving Harlan. That comes from the Scene 20 CD, recorded for their 20th anniversary in 1991, live at the Birchmere. $8 Mountain was in the middle with pictures of Harlan, and they weren't pretty pictures either. Blood, coal, violence, black lung, and poverty, oh my. You'll find that on the band's Tied to the Tracks outing. And Florence Reese, who lived through the Harlan County War, gave us her best-known composition, Which Side Are You On?, which appears on a Rounder anthology entitled Harlan County, USA. It's a long way to Harlan and a long way to Hazard as well. Frank Poindexter will get us through our break with his instrumental ruminations on the 9-pound hammer. This is from Frank's old Homestead LP, Dobro Extraordinary. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be meeting a hound dog from Harlan, the witches of Harlan, and a moonshiner from Harlan right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We have returned, fixing to unleash another Tom T. and Miss Dixie penned Harlan tune. Between this week and last week, this is their fourth, proving that Harlan is indeed fertile ground for exploration. This is the story of the hound dog from Harlan.
I sat in my pickup on Main Street in Harlan, eating a sandwich, the window rolled down. In my rearview mirror, I saw something coming. I soon discovered it was an old hound. A weary old dog walking straight up the sidewalk, not wearing a collar or chain on his neck. He seemed to be lost as he stopped by my pickup. His sad eyes looked up and I thought, what the heck. Door and he jumped in beside me. He sat on the seat and he gazed down the road. I offered my sandwich, but he didn't want it. Just gazed up the road like he wanted to go. As I got in gear and we drove down the highway, funeral procession with all of their lights on. I was the last one, so I turned on mine. A couple of miles to an old cemetery. I parked down the road from a newly dug grave. Dog looked at me and pawed at the window. I opened the door and he wandered away. It wasn't too long till the funeral was over. The hearse and the cars had all driven away. I looked and I saw that the hound dog from Harlan stretched out at the foot of the grave. Now I'm back at home, sitting here by the fireplace, reading the paper and falling asleep. The world is all right and I found a new buddy. A hound dog from Harlan curled up at my feet.
I've heard the stories since I was a kid. Witches of Harlan haunt Black Mountain Ridge. Some say at midnight they're on the mountainside, searching for anybody that isn't safe inside. No, I hear them whisper in the pines. I hear them calling to me to come on outside. They're singing their song.
Sometimes you want
come on outside. Yeah, they're singing my song.
Breaking Grass, asking the question everyone hopes they never have to answer, to wit, what will you do when the witches of Harlan come calling for you? I don't know about you, but I'll be leaving Harlan faster than the last train out of Gomorrah. That was Witches of Harlan from the band's Running with the Moon project. And Big Country Bluegrass was on the front end with the heartwarming Hound Dog from Harlan from the Boys Rebel release, Country Living. You're hearing about faithful dogs, funeral processions, death, witches, and far worse, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Despite all of Harlan's shortcomings, and perhaps because of them, its residents share a tight bond with each other. Case in point is this man and woman who meet by chance and discover they're both from Harlan. This is Cy Conn in Long Way to Harlan.
Haven't I seen your face before? Long time ago, didn't you live on Second Street, end of the road?
What are you doing way out here, a place like L.A.? I bet you're lonesome bad as me. You know they say that
it's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, a long way to home. Yes, it's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, a long way to home.
Say, ain't you Bill McCarthy's boy? I should have known. Why, you were just a little old thing. Lord, how you've grown.
Your daddy was on the graveyard shift at number 9. Your mama worked in the company store. They sure were fine folks. It's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, a long way to home. Yes, it's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, a long way to home. I never liked a car. I wish you'd let me take you home. It's kind of far.
A cold camp woman can sure get lost in this lowland. It feels so good to come across a hometown man.
And it's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, a long way to home. Yes, it's a long way to Harlan, a long way to go, a long way to Harlan, long way to home.
let me tell a story. I can tell it all about a mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, the sonny drove the load, and when his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenues they chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road. There was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. There was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure as fate. Now, son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up in gas. Now, don't take any chances if you can't get through. I'd rather have you back again than all that Mountain Dew. There was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. There was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed through Mannersville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, that mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day. There was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. There was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Well, all they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first.
Pulling out of Harlan, revving up his mill. He shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardsville. With T-Man on his taillights, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Jim and Jesse singing the Ballad of Thunder Road, originally co-written and performed by the great Robert Mitchum in the 1957 moonshining movie Thunder Road, which tells a tale of the 1950s moonshiner Lucas Doolin, played by Mitchum, and his use of fast-moving cars to foil the cursed revenuers. The song peaked at number 62 on the Billboard Hot 100, and Cy Conn went just before with one of his own, Long Way to Harlan, as found on his Slice Bread CD, Been a Long Time. That album was produced by Pete Wernick and recorded at Charles Sawtell's Rancho DeVille studio in Boulder, Colorado. Charles also plays guitar on the track, one of his last recordings. Well, our time in Harlan is sadly coming to an end. I'll leave you with Dobro's Frank Poindexter picking an instrumental version of Thunder Road, and this description of the only gas station between Harlan and Pineville, a distance of 70 miles. That gas station had a very large padlock on the restroom door, and once inside, it smells worse than any outhouse I've ever visited. It was last cleaned about 1960. The convenience store clerk is openly wearing a gun, and the fried chicken portion of the store closed long ago, but the greasy smell still permeates everything. Yep, you've arrived. Gas station pumps don't take credit cards. The sign on the door says three things. The first sign says, prepay after dark. That sign is marked through and written in is, only customers that are known to cashier don't have to prepay. That is marked through, and below that is scratched, cashier says everyone, including Jesus Christ himself, must prepay. And on that high, happy, Where are you from? Kentucky. Where in Kentucky? Harlan. Oh, okay, what's that by? Middlesboro, Pineville, Pennington Gap. Where? The Appalachian Wilderness. I was born in a coal mine and drank moonshine instead of milk as a baby. You got a yee I can haul? Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be jetting back to June and July 1978, when, among other things, at President Jimmy Carter's behest, the seldom seen play a backyard reception for members of Congress, and Nashville's world-famous Station Inn relocates to its present location on 12th Avenue South. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40 years old, or nothing, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.